From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Congressional Republicans are frantically looking for ways to end the Trump administration's policy of separating immigrant families after illegal southern border crossing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Hours before the president visits House GOP members at the Capitol, top conservatives say they're introducing bills to stop the separations amid a public uproar. The White House says it's reviewing one from Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Congressman Mark Meadows told reporters here he's also introducing a measure in the likely event two other bills the House will vote on fail. The president continues digging in, blaming Democrats and saying only Congress can make the change. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China Tuesday threatened comprehensive measures in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariff hike, raising the possibility Beijing may target operations of American companies. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says China underestimated President Trump's resolve.
If they thought that they could buy us off cheap with a few extra products sold and allow them to continue to steal our intellectual property and crown jewels, that was a miscalculation.
Navarro says the trade standoff will not damage the broader relationship with China. Beijing, in turn, warned of about $50 billion of retaliatory penalties on U.S. goods. Chinese stocks fell almost 4% Tuesday on the tariff news. Asian stocks also wilted to a four-month low, and Australia's dollar, South Africa's rand, and the euro were among a diverse group of currencies caught in the trade crossfire. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Beijing, where he will likely brief Chinese President Xi Jinping on his summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, as Washington and Seoul agree to suspend a major joint military exercise. Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
On Tuesday, Seoul and Washington canceled the Ulchi Freedom Guardian drills, a major upcoming joint military exercise. But beyond that drill, they say there's been no decision on what else could be canceled. Trump said he was halting the war games due to their, quote, tremendously expensive cost. The Pentagon has yet to release that number, but previous data suggests the cost of a single exercise could be tens of millions of dollars, only a small fraction of the year's U.S. defense budget of $700 billion.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. The UNHCR's annual report showed the global number of refugees grew by a record 2.9 million in 2017.
First of all, the global figure has gone up again by a couple of million. We are now at 68.5 million people displaced or refugees globally.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, told Reuters governments in many rich countries have adopted a despicable rhetoric on migration, as many ignore their duty to help people fleeing war or persecution. Grandi said some governments have built fear to build their electoral basis, calling the practice despicable and irresponsible. The United States called for a political solution in Yemen Tuesday, while United Nations agencies continued to deliver food and aid supplies through Hodeidah port. However, UNHCR work is still ongoing.
We are planning to be doing distributions of aid tomorrow. We have, as you've heard from others, I think we're all braced for the for disruption to aid there.
Fierce fighting raged on Tuesday outside the airport. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner is in the Middle East to help lay the groundwork for an expected Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. U.S. officials have said their plan is near completion and could be released this summer, but it faces resistance from the Palestinians, who have cut off ties since Trump recognized contested Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Macedonia's parliament on Tuesday started debating a law ratifying an agreement with neighboring Greece designed to end a decades-long dispute over Macedonia's name. Ratification on changing the name to North Macedonia will next be debated at a committee level before a vote by parliament's plenary session expected Friday. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.